This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 16, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. National Transportation Safety Board spokesman Steve Chelender held a news conference Saturday to release more details surrounding Thursday night's crash of a Continental Connection flight into a home while on approach to Buffalo Niagara International Airport. According to reports from the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle and the Associated Press, he said evidence now suggests the plane did not dive nose first into the home in Clarence Center, as first believed. While the nature of the impact suggests a flat spin, quote, all we know is that the airplane hit flat, unquote. The cockpit and both wings have been recovered. The data recorder shows the stick shaker and stick pusher had been activated, but there's no evidence yet a stall actually happened. Much early speculation has involved airframe icing, but Chelender stressed, quote, we're not saying, again, that ice caused this accident, unquote. He did express the NTSB's frustration on the topic. Quote, we don't like the progress that's taken place right now. It's something that requires constant focus, unquote. As the debate about the possible role of icing in the Flight 3407 crash has come to the fore, the FAA has released a summary of actions it's taken over the past 15 years to improve the safety of aircraft that encounter icing. Since 1994, the FAA has issued more than 100 airworthiness directives involving icing issues on more than 50 specific aircraft types, ranging from operating procedures to design changes. Of particular interest to the 3407 case is a 1999 airworthiness directive that mandated activation of pneumatic de-icing boots, like those on the Bombardier Q400, at the first sign of ice accumulation. In April 2007, the FAA proposed a rule to require an effective way to detect ice buildup or let pilots know that icing conditions exist, produce timely activation of the ice protection system, then operate it continuously, automatically turn on and off, or alert pilots when to cycle it manually. The comment period closed on July 25, 2007, but the rule has yet to emerge from executive review. You can find an extensive list of FAA actions to address icing at aero-news.net. A post-inauguration policy of the Obama administration temporarily blocked the FAA from being able to issue airworthiness directives. The Wall Street Journal reports a memo signed by White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel on January 20th directed all federal agencies to freeze any pending regulations that originated during the Bush administration until they could be reviewed by the new administration. The target was politically sensitive issues like mining and drilling standards, but the FAA's ability to issue ADs was the baby thrown out with the bathwater. New U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood finally took the shackles off the FAA in a memo dated February 5th. Richard Williams of Aviation Data Source in Denver says this is the first time a presidential transition has interfered with the FAA's process. There were no serious injuries reported when a British Airways BAE-146 commuter jet made a hard landing at London City Airport on Friday. Various media report 67 passengers and 5 crew evacuated after the plane skidded to a stop on the runway. 2 people were reportedly taken to hospitals as a precaution. London City is known for its unusually steep approach, requiring a 5.5-degree glide slope due to noise restrictions and buildings surrounding the downtown airfield. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. NBAA finds a friend in Congress on the LASP threat. The White House is down on private aircraft until it needs one. And Jeppesen puts a version of its private pilot course online. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Cirrus Aircraft President Brent Wouters about the company's transitioning from R&D to production of the Cirrus Vision SJ-50. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.